strong odor and makes tears come to your eyes.
Garlic.
Okay, and then more...
Onion.
Widely used onion. What are the little, young, fresh onions that you eat to call?
Green shoots.
Okay, any other terms you
more
have?
More flying, death onion.
Okay. You take the tops off the turnips and cook them and make a mess with...
Salad.
Or you just, okay.
Mess with turnip greens.
What other kinds of greens do you use besides turnip tops?
You use radish top and then they have a Japanese type green that makes a big top.
Say you had seven boys and seven girls. You might say he had a
big family.
Okay. Or you might say he had a huge of children.
Huge family of group of children. Family.
Something you might say. A term to say a whole bunch of them. A real huge. Ever use the word pass? Had a huge passel of children.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
When you pick corn, the green covering that you take off of the ears, the kind of corn that is tender enough to eat off the cob is?
Golden ears.
The thing that grows on the top of the corn stalk is a?
Tassel.
And the springy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn shuck is a?
Zelt.
Something that's really hard to get off a lot of times.
Yeah.
Just take my grandmother's
hairbrush.
Hairbrush and scrape all that out. There's a small, yellow, crooked-necked vegetable that comes from the garden.
Squash.
Okay. Is there any name for it when you let it dry?
I don't know. I never heard of it.
Okay. That kind of melon is one that's related to a large one that's pretty popular around here. What kind of melons do you raise?
The large one is a watermelon. Cantaloupe. And we have a refrigerated melon here too. That's a small watermelon.
Are there any other names or any other kinds of melons with yellow meat that may be shaped differently?
Mushmelon, cantaloupe.
Okay. Now there's another plant that grows out in the woods and sometimes cultivated, has an umbrella top to it, and grows in damp cellars and sometimes on fallen logs.
Mushroom.
Okay. I think you've mentioned these before when we were talking about melons, but there's a large green one, and sometimes people pickle the rinds to this.
Watermelon.
Are there different kinds of these that you might
know
of? Do you have some names for some of those?
Rattlesnake and... Stone Mountain and Kentucky. What's the name of that? That melon. And then there's a white melon that's poppy used to grow a lot, and I forgot the name of it here. Had a real small black seed, big white melon with a smatter, I believe that was.
The smatter melon?
Yeah, not very well known, but it's a. Bred up, I think. Really made a good melon. Bred a few seeds in.
Okay, well, speaking of mushrooms, is there anything that looks kind of like a mushroom, only it's not good to eat?
Well, they have a, I don't know what the name of it is, they have a poison mushroom that's not edible.
And there's one sometimes that may have a name like a stool in it.
Tofu.
Any other names you might call it in code school?
Devil's, snuff box when it dies, I believe.
This one you step on it, like
yeah,
snuff comes
yeah.
A powder,
right.
I think. I always like to step on those in the woods.
I demonstrated one to Jimmy one time right out here. He's about 4 years old, his eyes got as big as the moon.
If you said a man has a sore throat so that the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't.
Well,
They're the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Whippoorwill. I guess that's the one though that the owl.
Eddie, no. One kind that makes real scary noises at night, especially around the graveyard.
That's the freak owl.
Okay. What kind of owls do you have around here?
Well, we have the screech owl, and we have a regular old swamp owl here. I don't remember the hawk owl, yeah, the barn owl. And I don't know the name of that swamp owl. It's a large-sized owl, though.